I don't know if you were listening to the commercials, but we're playing Stevens & Associates health insurance commercials through December 7th, which is the option period for certain provisions in health insurance. And it was voiced by Baron Von Herren. I don't know. Baron Ron Herren. Baron Ron Herren. Now, he's got a great voice, but maybe it wasn't enthusiastic enough. Maybe that's why you guys didn't call Stevens & Associates. He sounded a little good text. Stevens & Associates has been handling my health insurance for maybe 20 years. A friend introduced me, and I'm an agent, and I like having an agent. I can field questions, give me options. He's got a staff that I can communicate with via email or phone. And as I mentioned earlier, he sponsored this program for an entire year, just because I asked him. But you guys didn't call him enough. Come on. What's the problem? Nothing's free. I got to pay for this program. But so we were talking about my health options, and I just said, you know what? Why don't you come on and bring everyone up to date? Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Jason Stevens.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So let's talk about, you know, I know we're going to talk about 2025, but what are some of the key differences that people can be thinking about evaluating original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans?
Yes. So these are actually two very different goals in mind. Original Medicare is usually patching with Medicare Supplement, or also referred to as Medigap. The goals in mind here is generally control, right? Being able to decide what doctor you go to or what procedure you have, and typically living with a little bit stronger benefits, perhaps significantly stronger benefits than what virtually any market would offer. You're keeping original Medicare's primary and forcing the insurance company secondary so they can't make any decisions. Medicare Advantage, however, it's leveraging Medicare to turn everything back over to the insurance company. You're basically signing an agreement that you're signing over your rights to Medicare. Medicare pays a stipend to the insurance company, but now the insurance company can set those networks, require prior authorizations for procedures or things like that. And so they can take a little bit more control to keep that cost down. The general focus here in Medicare Advantage is cost, getting the price of the plan down, and taking a little control over the establishment of the benefits or the healthcare to keep that cost down.
How long has Medicare Advantage plans been around?
They have been around, you know, I don't have the actual year right off the top of my head. They've been around for a very long time.
What do I have?
You've got a supplement. Yeah, so yours is Gap, Medigap.
The original Medicare. Original Medicare.
Original Medicare is primary, correct.
You know, yeah. I think I got that because I was so used to, I was paying almost $940 a month to Blue Shield with a $5,000 deductible before I turned 65 3 years ago. So I was happy to pay the premiums of what started out at about $150, you know, it was like a huge drop with no, virtually like a $200 deductible. So I think I have the best coverage, and it fills in if Medicare doesn't pay everything. My secondary fills in, so I'm not looking to save some money. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of the pressure I think that people face in seeing Medicare Advantage. It's the insurance companies kind of push it out all around the price, and then there's, you know, little perks that they'll add in there, which I could probably talk way too long on, but the reason for their drive in that direction. But there are these. It's trying to keep that control of the benefits to keep the cost down.
What do you have any idea? What kind of percentage of people take that versus what I have? Do most people take what I have, or?
Actually, the country is split almost right down the middle, 50-50 now.
It really? Used to sounds be a like, lot. Sounds like the election coming up.
Yeah. Well, it used to be a lot heavier in original Medicare, but if you pay attention to any of the marketing you're getting, especially at this time right now, You'll notice it's usually around 95% of the marketing out there is pushing towards Medicare Advantage. And so people are starting to move towards Advantage. We still don't encourage it. There's perks to it, but there's downsides. And the issue is you go down that route, which could be great for based on your health in that year or whatever that may be, but you have to qualify medically to get back to a Medigap if you leave it. And a lot of people just don't realize that.
You know, yeah, and you really don't want to make medical decisions based on a postcard you receive in the mail. So if you do have questions about your health insurance, and I know through December 7th is a deadline for Part D, which is the prescription, but you could change almost any time. You could call Stevens & Associates, Jason Stevens, 805-683-3636. 683-3636, or go to stevensinsurance.com, stevensinsurance.com. So what changes, if any, should we expect in 2025?
Yeah, this is actually a very big change year coming into 2025. I first to step back a couple of years, because all of this is the Inflation Reduction Act. But you may have heard about the insulin being set to a $35 copay, which started at the beginning of last year. A lot of people don't know, prior to this year, there was no out-of-pocket maximum on prescription drug plans. So people would pay to no end for prescriptions. And that was a big problem. Starting January this year, they set a $8,000 out-of-pocket maximum, which is moving to January of next year to a $2,000 out-of-pocket maximum for prescriptions across the board required on all plans. This is only for medications that are on the formulary and covered, right? But this is one of the biggest changes that has impacted the market or is about to impact the market in time to come. But it's obviously putting a lot more weight on the insurance company's shoulders. Insurance companies, obviously, they don't just eat that money. They pass along that cost to every one of the members. And so we're seeing these two different changes, or they're kind of pinned in a corner here, where they're either going to raise up their rates to keep that security and that stability, or they're going to start chewing down the plan to try to maintain at the same cost for prescriptions. And we're seeing that kind of across the board, Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans. So even if you have a Medigap, you can still be impacted by this a little bit.
Well, but you know, I don't really have any medications. And so when we started out, you found me the least expensive one. It was, you know, I don't know if it was $5 a month or something. And when I went to use it to get something, it was cheaper to just go through GoodRx. And then it went to $18 a month. And I felt, oh my God, I didn't even notice it. And now this year for 2025, it's going to $50 a month. So I'm talking with Jason about some options. But you said something I thought that was very good, because I'm thinking, well, I'm not using it. And you said, well, you got to look at it like insurance. It's kind of like my homeowner's insurance has skyrocketed. But I never use
exactly.
That. I never use that. It's just there, just in case. So you kind of made it a little more palatable to pay, but I still might try to roll the dice. And this is a weird thing. You don't want to let it lapse, because then they charge you a penalty. So, okay, yeah. So that's coming in 2025. So this year it's $8,000 out-of-pocket max. In 2025, it's $2,000 out-of-pocket for prescription, and this is due to the Inflation Reduction Act. So we got to give the Harris-Biden administration some credit. Did they do that?
That's it all started in the Inflation Reduction Act. There's been so many revisions around it, but it still is Inflation
okay.
Reduction Act.
Okay. Let it be said that I gave credit to Biden and Harris for something. So what are the biggest mistakes people make when you enroll in Medicare? How do you avoid them?
Good. I think there are a lot of things that could come to mind on that. First is just maybe falling for the marketing that exists out there. I think the biggest thing I could say is use an agent, use a broker, use an advisor. There is no cost for a broker to work with you. You don't pay more in premium for having someone help you along with your policy. But I'd encourage working with someone that works with more than one insurance company, so they can help you to understand more of a diverse perspective around everything. Generally, what you see and what's easily accessible is what the insurance companies want you to find. It's just steering towards the routes where they win. So work with someone that knows the industry.
You know, it's kind of like the new fiber optics frontier, I met this guy on Nextdoor, and he's an agent. He's local. He's got an office. And I'm having a turntable rebuilt, and I went to this guy, and he was waiting for weeks or months. Some guys knocked on his door, ended up getting suckered into like a two-year deal with DirecTV and all these extra costs, and he couldn't put it in. He called this guy, this agent, and he had it within days, and he's saving a little money. And I might even actually interview this guy because I'm probably going to get this. So, yeah, it's just kind of tough to, you know, if someone knocks on your door or calls you on the phone cold. And I imagine there's how long have you guys been in business?
Well, we're actually we've passed 40 years now, so been hanging in there in the industry for quite a while.
Your dad started it, I guess. And now I'm sure there's other insurance brokers similar to you in town. So, but my guest today, yeah. Jason Stevens, Stevens and Associates, 805-683-3636, or StevensInsurance.com. When you, I've got a couple of friends who are like 62 and they're looking at Social Security and when they're going to do this and that. And so when they turn 65, what red flags, you know, do you need to look for about the enrollment process or late penalties or gaps or whatever you can find?
Yeah, there's so much around the penalties per se. There's so much contradicting information out there. And I know even if we're put in a corner and we have to make some kind of universal recommendation, the best we can do is to say, just get Medicare when you turn 65. But it's not really always the necessity or the case. If of course, most individuals that are turning 65 are eligible for Medicare and may actually have to enroll to avoid those penalties. The exception to the rule, though, is if you are actively employed and you have benefits through that very employer. And this extends to spouse as well. But these are situations where you may not actually want to enroll in Medicare. You are potentially an eligible opt-out. What's getting a little more difficult, I think, into next year is that there's a difference between being an eligible opt-out of Medicare Part B, like where you can just not enroll in Medicare yet, and being an eligible opt-out of Part D, the prescription coverage. If your current plan is not creditable coverage in Medicare's eyes, it's a very different look how they decide that, then you have to get the Part D or you'll have penalties, even though you may not need to get Medicare Part B, as in Bravo. So it gets a little confusing.
And just to clarify, Part D is prescription. I don't know why they didn't call it Part RX so people would know what the hell it is. But yeah, D is for drugs.
D is for drugs. Exactly. That's the easiest way to remember it, right? Most people are going into Medicare when they turn 65, but you may have eligibility to opt out. Again, this is another thing that an agent or advisor could help you to understand so you don't pull the trigger too early.
And if you don't really, if you're not taking any medication, you might say, well, why should I spend the money on the prescription drug plan?
Precisely. Exactly.
No, but that's my question. My question to you: why, you know, why would someone do it if they're not taking drugs? Say, I don't want to take it because I'm, you know, what's the downside there?
Yeah. So if benefits are creditable coverage in Medicare's eyes on the employer, then everything's all well. But if it's not, then yeah, a lot of times people are getting prescription drug plan. If it's not creditable coverage, they're getting prescription drug coverage through Medicare to just set in the background and do nothing with it. Which sounds like a total waste, and it kind of is, but it's Medicare saying these benefits that you have are not as good as Medicare in our eyes, which is not always the case. It's just the way Medicare looks at it. So if it's not creditable coverage, not enrolling will result in future penalties.
Right, but that's what I was getting to, because earlier, you know, we illustrated, you know, like homeowners insurance, it's just insurance. You just want it there, kind of a waste. You're not using it. But the downside is they raise your rates every year for the rest of your life, 11%?
It's 12 for the year. It's 1% for every month that you go without credible prescription coverage. And that's based on the national average. So even if you choose like a smaller, lower price prescription drug plan, you're still getting hit with penalties based on the national average for that year.
Man, 12% a year.
12% a year, yeah.
8 years, that's 100%. That's pretty crazy. My guest, Jason Stevens, Stevens and Associates, 805-683-3636. 683-3636, StevensInsurance.com. So to wrap it up, you have the Medicare annual enrollment period, and you know now you got this thing with December 7th, some kind of deadline. What's changed, and what should people pay attention to?
So. Well, Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans are just seeing a lot of differences going from this year to next year. A lot of this depends on specifically where your residence is, even within the state. They're a little bit different. But for the most part, what we're seeing, what has changed in the industry is just, like I said, a very hard focus towards Medicare Advantage that's coming from the insurance companies and a hard drive towards it. But not that that's really the most appropriate route for everyone. The change that we're seeing going into this next year for everyone is just much stronger prescription coverage. And like I told you, yes, a lot of people think of the prescriptions as like a discount. This is what's going to save me money. And where it may, it also may not, and it still could be advisable to hold on to, just because those medications could be extremely expensive. But the benefits are getting much stronger into next year.
You know, we'll have to talk off the air more about me. Enough about me. What do you think about me? I'm not going to go from $20 a month to $50 a month. You offered me a plan that's $20 a month, which is about what I'm paying now. And so I got to talk to you because, you know, as opposed to you also, I love the way you're my agent, but there's certain plans that you guys don't offer because the people won't deal with you, which is not a good sign. And I found some crazy plan for like $1.83 a month, but it might. So you got to tell me why I should spend the $20 versus the $1.83 a month. The rest of you can call Jason Stevens, Stevens and Associates Health Insurance. I wish he sold homeowners insurance. I want everyone healthy so you can buy your home and be happy and healthy. Jason Stevens, Stevens and Associates Health Insurance, 805-683-3636, 683-3636, or go online, StevensInsurance.com. Jason, thanks for helping me. Thanks for being a sponsor a couple years ago. Appreciate it. And keep going.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. So welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. I will not get any discounts on my health insurance for interviewing Jason. But I hope 100 people call him and he goes, wow, that was pretty good. Okay, I've got some good real estate news coming up in the third segment. Got a couple of sale on Padaro Lane, kind of sold, and 2 weeks later it's back on the market. And very unusual showing instructions, very unusual price, and yada, 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 yada. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.